In yesterday's Shiur Tanya, the Alter Rebbe mentioned how a person who doesn't appreciate the beauty and the glory of a king, and therefore is busy with his own affairs, even while the king makes himself available to all who wish to see him, this person is called a fool, a chsil, but at least he should not display his foolishness, he should not display his disdain for the king publicly and thereby increase the insult. He shouldn't show the foolishness of his values, of his value system. He shouldn't display it publicly and increase the insult. Now the Alter Rebbe says, concerning davening, the nimshel, in the Shiur for Chav Dalet Tishrei, in Igeres HaKedesh Simon Chav Dalet, in Igeres HaKedesh 24, the Alkein Kovu Chazal B'Tfilah, and that's why the sages established concerning davening that a person should daven ki'ilu eimed lifnei hamelech, as if he is standing before the king. And we need to explain, what does it mean as if he is standing? He is standing before the king of kings. So what they mean by as if is that al kol ponim yihye mare ba'atzme ki'ilu eimed eteret. He should act as if he is standing in front of the king for all those around him to see his behavior and his words. In other words, although he is a fool and he doesn't have the right kavana, but at least he should make, in terms of his actions, he should make as if he is standing before the king, as if he appreciates who he is standing before whom he's standing. And for the one who wants to think deeply, the prayers were established. The Rebbe says that maybe it should say nesaknu, in plural. But the prayers were established in order to help the one who wants to appreciate the revelation of godliness that is available during davening. The words and the kavanah of the davening help. The person who doesn't show that he is standing in front of a king forfeits his life. The all of Amra Bezeir HaKodesh, and concerning him it says in the Zehar, the Anhig Kalna B'tikunei Lo, that he is displaying, he is conducting himself in a light-hearted fashion, in that he is insulting the Tikkun HaElyon, the Achzi Pruda, and he displays a separateness, that he is separated from holiness, the Lesle Chulka B'Lekad Yisroh, and he has no portion in the God of Israel. Alkein shlichusayhu derezalko avidno, and therefore I come as a messenger of the sages, ligzer gzeida shavu l'chol nefesh, to decree, to pass a decree that applies to all equally, shalei lo suach, not to make conversation, sicha betelo, to not engage in any conversation from the time that the Shliach Tibur begins the davening ad gmar kaddish basra, until the conclusion of the final kaddish. And this is shachris, arvis, umincha, etc. This is for all the prayers. V'ha'evir al zeh bezodein, and anyone who transgresses, who speaks during davening willfully, yeshev al ha'aretz, he should sit down on the ground, v'yivakish megimel anoshim, and he should ask of three people, sheyatiru le'nidu shelamayla, that they should free him of the excommunication from above. When a person violates a gzeda of the sages, there's a nidui, there's an excommunication. And he has to have three people forming a bezdin. He has to sit on the ground and ask to be released from that excommunication. Vishav v'zafalei, and then he should do tshuva and he will be healed. V'leichol olav shum nidui l'mafreya kol ikir, and then having done this, the excommunication is removed retroactively. Ki mitchilose lecho, because right from the start, initially, it does not apply the excommunication. Kiyim al hamedim v'hapeishim she'enam cheshishim klal levakish kapora min hashamayim min abriyes. It applies to those who are willful in their rebellious in their sinning, and they do not care at all to ask for forgiveness, not from heaven and not from people. Al ha'ovim plili hazeh, on this willful sin. V'gam dafki kishemedabim bezodim b'shat nefesh. And this also applies only, the need to ask for forgiveness applies only for those who speak willingly, willfully, and callously. V'le al hashecheyach, not for someone who forgot and spoke during the davening. V'shenizriku mipiv kamatevis b'le miskaven, or spontaneously a few words were uttered without intention to interrupt the davening. She'ein tzadech atara klal, under these circumstances, he doesn't need to be matir the excommunication at all. Ubeichein libeis ukloyeis alikim tzadik. And who can tell whether it was intentional or not intentional? That's God, who is the true judge of one's inner intentions. Heitiva Hashem latevim, God should do good to those who do good. And also to those, God should be good to those who are righteous in their heart. They meant well, even though they accidentally did something unintentionally that they shouldn't have done. In the Hayem Yeim for Chav Dalet Tishrei, Isru Chag, the Rebbe writes as follows. Ha'isvadus farbringin berabim bechlau, the public farbringins, generally, ubishabbos ebimetzoy Shabbos befrat, and on Shabbos or metzoy Shabbos more specifically, he achas hayesedes bedarkei achsidim v'hachasidus. This custom of fabengin is one of the foundations of the life of a chassid and of chassidus. Upesach umovi lemitzvah hayesedes de'avas Yisrael. It is also the gateway that leads to the essential mitzvah of Avas Yisrael. Ruba de Ruba, hine b'chol hizvados, in most cases, at most fabengins, harei roshi hamedabrim, teivim me'eis hamesubim. The speakers demand of the assembled, sheyativu hanhogeseihem v'darkeihem, that they should improve their conduct and their behavior. Sheyikvu itim lume dach, that they should set times to study Chassidus. V'sheyishmeru hakviyus, and that they should keep those appointments. V'asher halimud yihye al menas lumeid ulekayim, and that the study should be with the intention of learning and fulfilling and doing. V'hine kolus inyan v'efen hatechacha. Now the general manner and purpose of the rebuke, nevuah heitev v'divrei hamaschil v'imruach hameishel in kuntres lamed dalad, asher roi l'chol echad v'echad me'anash lilmeid heitev adaita denashe, which would be appropriate for every chassid to study and to learn and to apply to himself. Amnam hechacha zu beis ha'esvadus hirak al dvorin v'inyonim she'en bahem mishum halbonas ponim v'leiklum. This rebuke during the fabrengen applies only to those matters which rebuking the person will not bring any insult or embarrassment at all. K'mei shahoyam me'ozu mekedem, as it was for all time of fabrengens in the past, asher ishes re'eyu hechichu, one would rebuke his friend, bi'ahava u'b'chiba g'dela, with love and with great affection.